Anyway, look, yeah, I think it's probably timely that we start the meeting. We don't appear to have a full contingent, but perhaps it's enough to be for us to be quorate. Christina, can you give us a roll call of who's present and apologies received?
Yes. So, from the CCMSO, we have Hugo Akiri, Martin Boyle, Keith Davidson, Stephen Deerhake, Daniel Kalchev, and Paulus Nirenda. From Liaisons, we have Maureen Hilliard and Cheryl Langdonor. From Staff Support and Special Advisors, we have Bart Boswinkel, Christina Nordstrom, and Bernie Turcott. Apologies have been received from Jaap Akkerhuis and Frank March. And apologies for lateness from Kim Davies and Patricia Poblete.
Apparently Becky is on the call as well.
I was going to ask, is she on the call? Yeah. I missed that. So Becky Burr as well.
Oh, okay, great. Welcome everybody. And were there any further apologies received by anybody? If not, can we consider the apologies accepted and those present noted? I think for the sake of this meeting, since it's our third reading and people have had two other opportunities to have input into our main document, we can, and I think we've got a reasonable number on the call, we can consider ourselves quorate. Was there any issues with the agenda at all? I hadn't seen any on the list. So we'll consider the agenda confirmed as well. Thank you, everybody. Moving along to item 3 on the agenda, the meeting report from the 20th of February. As this has only been up for a very short time, I think probably less than 24 hours, Bernie, can you just step us through? I know we don't normally step through this, but can we, so we can just have a look at it as we go?
Yes, sir. I think I got the participants right. We covered the meeting notes for 6th February meeting. There were no real discussions. We reviewed the responses to the public consultation again, the ALAC. We ran through the same things again, and the Andrew Eggleton thing. And I don't think there were any comments on anything. Then we dove into the heart of the subject, which was an apology. And we have the wrath of suggestions since it was Nigel's first go at it. Nigel objected to the use of the word official, and we need to add a 2, which I did in the draft we'll be going through today. Consent, section 401. Nigel did not need to use the word definition. I agreed. Delegation, Nigel, strict points regarding proper English writing, discussed with Becky Burr, objection to the word process. Definition is the FOI agreed text that has been published in revocation. On manager, this definition was not agreed, and there are a bunch of subpoints to this, which I won't go through, but we can go through when we go through the document. And basically, Nigel and Martin had a bunch of suggestions, so I guess we will step through those, even if Nigel's not here, since they were documented, when we get back to the terminology document. Revocation, Nigel objected to the use of the word process. And again, this is an FOI working group agreed to text that has been published in revocation. SIP, there were no comments. Stakeholders, this definition has not been agreed to or published. Nigel, the current text is not a definition, which was correct. So basically, I adjusted this one. Since the suggestions were not to change something that has been published and agreed to, and actually made a lot of sense. We wrapped it up, and we are now at the March 6th meeting. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Was there anything missing from the meeting report? If not, can we move along? And as I've said on the list, I on reflection on the last meeting, I think we were tending to go towards relitigating some of our previously made hard-fought decisions. So, just reminding you all that that's not our job here, that if we have agreed things that have been out for public consultation, it's probably not the cleverest thing for the working group to start to revisit its own work. And rather inspect this as if it were the actual definitions that we've previously agreed, or and whether that's appropriate or not. I see Martin agreeing with that. So on that note, can we move to the terminology paper? And Bernie, do you want to step us through?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Again, just to go through section 2.1.1, the FOI working group amended the definition to include the naming of relevant processes. I threw that in the last three readings. No one seems to have had any issues with that. So I'm thinking we're fairly good on that one. Going into actual terminology, section 4.1.1, I've removed the word definition as per Nigel's request. Everything else is essentially the same. Anything, I think I'll do them one at a time so that we can clear them. Anything else on consent?
Nobody's got a hand raised, so I think everyone's happy.
Delegation, again, I've removed the word definition, and I'm hoping everyone can follow through with the track changes. I think it's fairly clear. Any other questions on delegation? And we will note that Nigel objected to the word process. I did speak to Becky about this. I don't think she agreed that the word process was a problem.
Everybody's looking happy too, so please continue, Danny.
Okay, I'm actually going to skip over manager because that's the one that created the most problems, and we'll save that one for the end. So we'll move on to 4.4, revocation. I've removed the word definition, and as with the rest, the thing is essentially as it was. Are there any other concerns about revocation? And again, Nigel objected to the word process.
Paulus has his hand raised. So Paulus. Paulus, the floor is yours. You must be on mute, I think.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, Paulus. We can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry, I maybe move one step back. I have just one concern on manager.
Oh, okay. No, we're going to come back to manager, Paulus. We've just skipped over it, but we'll come back to that at the end.
Okay.
We'll come back to it, and I'll reserve your place in the queue. Thank you, Benny.
So, nothing else on revocation?
Nope.
Okay, 4.5, significantly interested parties. Again, the only change I've removed, definition. Anything else on this? This is agreed to text. And did not raise any concerns at the last one.
Everybody's looking happy again.
Okay, stakeholders 4.6. Here there has been a little bit of surgery. This had been plowed together from various bits we had done. I don't think anyone wants to die in the ditch on this one, but it's just something we had said. So basically, along the lines, I've taken Nigel's wording, because I thought it was actually a very good suggestion, and changed it slightly so that it makes sense as a definition. A stakeholder is someone that has an interest in the operation of the CCTLD and includes significantly interested parties, and other parties referenced in RFC 1591. So there shouldn't be an S there, but we'll fix that. So I'll be glad to take questions and comments.
Thanks, Bernie. I noticed Cheryl was indicating a tick of agreement with the comment. I also noticed Kim Davies has entered the room, and also a little earlier, Patricio Poblete also entered the room, and I thought we'd received an apology for Patricio, and also noting Maureen has a tick of agreement with this. I think this was a great suggestion from Nigel to clarify stakeholders, and it got us, or gets us, elegantly around the issue that RFC 1591 refers to significantly interested parties, interested parties, and other parties. So, encompassing that, I think, stands us in good stead. And I see Ugo is after the floor, so Ugo, the floor is yours. Ugo, you may be on mute, if you could unmute. Not hearing you, Ugo. Can you? Sorry, getting no audio from you at all, Ugo. Maybe you could. I see you're typing your question. Any other questions or comments from anyone else while we wait? I will come back to. We'll just wait a minute. I see Ugo is still. Oh, so Ugo's saying I think we should add something to 4.6.1.
What?
And what should that be?
Oh, and Ugo has stepped away, so it should say someone slash group.
I believe I understand, I think, what he's saying. Becky would tell us is that the use of someone is a generic person, which means it covers all parties, a person, company, government, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I will be sure to double check that with her, or we can ask her when she comes back. But if that's the concern, we're not only talking about individuals.
Okay, yeah, I think common law, English-speaking countries know that someone can be an individual, a group of people, or any structure or organisation that involves people. So that should be correct for most of us. But Ugo, I'm not sure if that addresses your concern or not. Then we should say a person rather than someone, as Ugo's suggestion. A stakeholder is...
If we're going to go to person, then I do have a problem, because that does limit it to an individual.
Correct. Hugo, would you be happy if this goes back to Becky for another look, and if Becky is in agreement that someone, or if necessary, we could add a footnote to define someone as being any person or people, group or organisation. Otherwise, I think if we add a change in the actual definition, we will start to lose the clarity by which we get from the current wording. So, okay. Hugo's saying that's fine. So, okay. We'll note that. And Cheryl has her hand raised. Cheryl.
Yeah, thanks. I'm absolutely supportive, Cheryl, for the record. I'm absolutely supportive of the footnote. I think that's an elegant way out of it, Keith. But I just wanted to make sure the footnote used the language that we often see in common law English, because I think it will interpret well to other languages, and that is natural person or blah, blah, blah. As long as it includes that natural person or, and all of those other things you indicated, that would be good, thanks.
As opposed to the members of this working group, which
are probably, super
probably
natural
unnatural,
supernatural we are.
Thank you, Cheryl. Okay, well, so noted. And Bernie, if we can refer that back to Becky. Please continue.
Thank you, sir. 4-7, transfer. The only change has been the removal of the word definition, as you can see, and that takes us to the end, except for the definition of manager. So are there any other question points on 4-7 transfer? And this is agreed to text.
It looks like everybody's happy.
All right, excellent. So let us head back, as promised, to the significantly discussed definition of manager, section 4.3. Now, I will recap a little bit, as far as I could tell, where we ended up on this. Right now, as it sits, it says the entity, whether an organization, enterprise, government, or individual, which is the trustee of the CCTLD, as the term trustee is used in RFC 1591, I granted Nigel that one, supervises the domain names in the CCTLD, operates the domain name system in the country or territory associated with the CCTLD, and is listed in the IANA database of TLDs, thank you, Paulos, as the manager of the CCTLD. Now, there were several issues around this. One of them, and I believe Martin is on tonight, if I remember correctly, is that he was saying this is a bit of a shopping list of things, and if any one of them is not true, is the person not a manager? And that circled around to say, well, no, this is only a definition. It's not a policy of the list of things that sort of tell us what a manager should meet, but it's not a question that it is the definition, and therefore someone can't be a manager if they don't have all those things. Nigel and a few other people, we got back to our original discussions. I look back in the documentation, and this actually goes back several years. Supervises domain names in the CCTLD and operates the domain name system in the country or territory, which is just a minor adjustment from RFC 1591, because of course RFC 1591 doesn't refer to territories. But we cleared that, I think, as a group. Whenever we see country, we replace it by country or territory. I think everyone's comfortable with that. So there was a suggestion by Martin to simplify this to an extent. I am going to bring that up now. Hold on a sec. For my working group... meetings. notes. 14. I'm sorry. All right. So Nigel has suggested operates the domain name system in the country to for the country. And we said we would review that with Becky. Becky had somewhat of a concern with that when I did speak with her earlier this week. Paulo's noted the CCTLD thing. That's been corrected as far as I'm concerned. Patricio had a concern regarding to use supervised. And that's when Martin suggested simplifying the clause to have the responsibility for the domain name system for the country and is listed in the IANA database of TLDs. And there were a few other minor points. So we were thinking, so the major suggestion that we have from Martin, and Martin, am I characterizing this properly? If you are on and listening.
I am on, I am listening, and that seems to me to be quite a fair recollection of the discussion. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. So the thing we have on the table right now is have the responsibility for the domain name system for the country in our listed Indiana IANA database. Now, it's my understanding when I presented this to Becky, who's sent me an email, and she's very, very sorry not to be here. Her boss decided that he wanted to talk to her now. So I guess we'll all have a bit of sympathy for her on that. She was unsure that would work for her. For a few reasons. So that's about all I can say. I don't know if there are other comments.
Paulos was seeking the floor earlier for a comment. Paulos, do you wish to raise your concern now? And, Paulos, you're on mute. Can't hear you. Oh, there we go. Now we can.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, it's Becky.
I'm happy except for one. Hello?
Hello?
Paulos, yes. Yeah, hi, Becky.
Hi.
Paulos is just raising an issue on the manager topic, so please go ahead, Paulos.
Yeah. Can I go ahead?
Yes.
I'm just worrying about the word associated with, and maybe I'm not a first English speaker, so... associated with, what I'm worrying about is operates the domain name system in the country or territory associated with the CCTLD. In this context, does the word associated mean that the CCTLD is associated with the territory or that the domain name is associated with? I'm just trying to understand it. My interpretation was that maybe domain name system as used in this last part is referring to the global system and the association is between country and CCTLD. Maybe I can get some clarification. I would prefer if it was clear that the domain name system is the country's domain name system under the CCTLD. But I'm not sure if that is what it says.
Okay, sir, if I may.
Yeah, thanks, Benny.
Just as a quick one to Paulos, and then I'll catch Becky up because I think she's the one who can add the most to this. I understand your question, and it's probably a good one. My understanding is it's as it states there. It's the country or CCT or territory associated with CCTLD. But given we're going to have a bit of a hash or a go at this today, maybe what we can do is table Paulos' concern for a few minutes and catch Becky up and see where we go from here. If that's okay with you, Paulos?
Yep, and I think Paulos has just highlighted in the chat that the concern is on the word associated. So, yeah, let's come back to that as we work through with Becky. And welcome, Becky. You're just in time.
Great, thanks. Sorry I'm late.
You are indeed. So
sorry
you...
and late.
I tried to make profuse apologies for you. Saying it was justified. On a quick catch-up, we've done everything and basically have said that approved text is approved text and that you did not feel that the use of the word process was inappropriate where Nigel had objected. I don't know if I misspoke or if you were comfortable with that statement.
Is Nigel on?
No.
I am not uncomfortable with that. We talk about sort of delegation and revocation, and we talk about a series of things that happen as that takes place. So, you know, there's interest and support from the significantly interested parties, and there are all of these kinds of things. And so, you know, delegation is the act of recognizing, transferring authority for whatever it is, responsibility, and process is just, it's more than one, you know, there are a series of steps. And so I think it's totally consistent to say that we're talking about the process. That there is this noun of delegation, which is sort of like the credentials, and we do use that sometimes. But that's not when we're defining it. We're defining what IANA does. So I think it's a verb. For most of the time we use it.
Yep.
Okay, so does anyone have any questions on the use of the word process as we have it here in the terminology document?
Looks like everyone's in agreement.
It works for me. Yeah, it's fine.
All right. Now, the next point we would like your input on is relative to stakeholders. In the new definition, because we accepted the notion that Nigel presented on the last call that it wasn't stated as a definition, which was correct. So now it reads, a stakeholder is someone that has an interest in the operation of the CCTLD and includes significantly interested parties, and other parties referenced in RFC 1591. Now, we've had a question from Hugo that says, is using the word someone as a stakeholder is someone cover all the possibilities, meaning an individual, as in / natural person, a company, government, et cetera, et cetera. And we said we would refer that to you. And since we have you, we are now referring it to you.
If we wanted to remove all ambiguity, we could say a stakeholder is an entity or organization that has an interest in the operation of the CCTLD You know, in legal speak, if you use the word person, it probably covers it, but someone is a less precise term.
Okay, so what would we be using instead? So your recommendation instead of someone?
Is a stakeholder is an individual or organization that has an interest in the operation of the CCPLD.
All right. I'm very comfortable with that. Anybody else have any comments?
Okay, so that's the suggested change. A stakeholder is an individual or an organization that has an interest in. Does that cover the concerns raised by Hugo earlier? Does everyone else find that acceptable? I see Martin and is typing. Martin's typing on the point relating to manager. Maureen's indicating agreement.
I'm wondering entity, et cetera. Cheryl, here for the record. Becky, the other alternate we discussed was just leaving it as is and putting a footnote from there with the footnote indicating the usual natural person, blah, 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 blah.
I think if you say it's an individual or organization, we're not talking about a formal organization. It could be a group, it could be, you know, a club, it can be whatever it is.
Yep.
But I don't mind, I don't care whether it's in a footnote or in the text, it's sort of...
I think if we changed it to an individual or organization, that doesn't blur the lines, but if we went into the more descriptive, is a natural person or group of people or organization or...
It
totally dilutes or distracts attention away from the purpose of the sentence. So I think it remains quite elegant if we change it to is an individual or organisation, and if it's organisation with a small o, then it would certainly cover groups as informal organisations. So, Paulos, Hugo, Hugo's agreeing with Becky on the chat. Do we have a way through if we make that change to a stakeholder is an individual or an organisation that has an interest? It's a proposal.
It's just or.
A stakeholder is an individual
or
an organisation that has an interest.
Put your "an" in if you want. I don't speak British English, so I don't.
Okay. Are we happy, everybody? Do we have agreement? Martin's indicating agreement. Cheryl's indicating agreement. So is Maureen. So I think we have some happiness around that. So we have agreed text. Thank you. And Patricia also indicated agreement. So please continue, Bernie.
All right. So we've done all the housekeeping, Becky. Now we're into the heart of the matter at 4.3, the definition of manager. So just when you came in, we were getting going on this. Right now it reads the entity, brackets, whether an organization, enterprise, government, or individual, close bracket, which is the trustee of the CCTLD, open bracket, as the term trustee is used in RFC 1591, close bracket, supervises the domain names in the CCTLD, operates the domain name system in the country or territory associated with the CCTLD, and is listed in the IANA database of TLDs as the manager for the CCTLD. Now, this did bring up quite a bit of discussion last time. There were some of our old nemeses, which I guess we haven't really finished wrestling to the ground in operates the domain name system in the country. I think from the history of this group, what I ended up gleaning is that, yes, those are the words that are out of C-1591, but our understanding of those words is that it operates the CCTLD for that country. And the only very concrete suggestion we had relative to amending this was from Martin at the last meeting, which was to change the last part of this to simplify it and simply have it say, have the responsibility, so the manager has the responsibility for the domain name system for the country and is listed in the IANA database of TLDs. So with that, I will send it over to Becky for her thoughts and comments and turn it over to you, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Bernie. Becky, I think the confusion that's arising in people's minds individually as we first read this has been the same. You know, the domain name system in the country or territory associated with the CCTLD is a little clumsy, I guess. But anyway, Becky, your thoughts?
Well, I guess my question is whether, I mean, we go through all of this language in the, you know, in our different sections, and we parse all of these things about trustees and in and all of that kind of stuff, and whether there isn't a simpler way to do this, which is to take RFC 1591 and just use a very truncated language here so that we then get referred back to the text. We're not repeating this. As I remember, I'm just looking at RFC 1591. The manager designated to... there's a manager that supervises the domain names and operates the domain name system in that country. So that's from 1591.1. It doesn't mean they have to be in the country, but it says basically it's a manager that, you know, supervises the domain name and operates the domain name system in the country in accordance with RFC 1591, rather than going through this elaborate stuff.
Mm-hmm. So would we gain clarity by putting bullet points so it would read, you know, which is the trustee of the CCTLD, as the term trustee is used in RFC 1591, bullet point 1, supervises the domain name in the CCTLD, bullet point 2, operates the domain name system in the country or territory associated with the CCTLD, bullet point 3, and is listed in the IANA database of TLDs as the manager for the CCTLD. Would that work us through it? Would that be that give us greater clarity? I mean, I think the intent is that we, you know, what we want to do is veer away from the idea of IANA using other descriptors like supporting organisation and use the word manager. So I'm not sure that we need to do too much more than sort of really state that. Patricia is seeking the floor. So, Patricia...
Yeah. In the last call, my concern was with the word supervision. I don't know if it remains or not in your proposed amended language.
Oh, okay. I think because it's correct me if I'm wrong, Becky, but because it's the language that's used in RFC 1591, it seems appropriate to use the word supervisors in this instance. you know, it's really hard to come up with an alternative word that properly encapsulates what the manager is doing.
If you look at the RFC, the words supervising or supervised, it's used twice in the same paragraph. The first time, it refers to supervising the domain's namespace. I think I don't have a problem with that, with supervising the namespace. That means setting up the rules and the procedures for that. My worry is about the second time it is used, where we're supposed to supervise the actual domain names, and that might be understood as a responsibility to review each and every domain name application before granting it and taking responsibility if a domain name is offensive or something, which is something that, of course, we have avoided getting into all this time. So that was my worry about stating this supervision duty for the actual domain. I would be okay with supervising the domain name space.
Okay, I think that is a quite a valid point, because on the other hand too, the domain name system includes the resolution back to IP addresses, which might be in many instances beyond the CCTLD manager's capability as well. So good point, and I see Becky has a tick, but Becky, do you want to comment on that?
No, I actually think that's a great clarification and change, and I've always been a little bit uncomfortable with the breadth of the domain name system because the world is a little bit different, but I think that that's a really good point, and I would be very comfortable with that.
Yes. So if it said operates if we deleted the word system and had operates the domain name in the country or territory associated with the CCTLD, would that be sufficiently clear and so rather than, I think Patricia was suggesting domain name space, I'm saying just domain name.
I was just reading from the RFC.
But I think if we say just domain name, then it's clear that it's the CCTLD, because the CCTLD is mentioned later in the sentence.
Isn't it the domain name space?
Well, we can. Okay, yep, domain name space. Let's go with it. I guess if it comes from 1591, it makes it even more lucid. I see Eberhard's joined and is wanting the floor, so Eberhard.
Sorry about that, but I just joined just now, but what is this about domain space? Have I seen this in any RFC before?
Yeah, 4.3 manager is what we're discussing, and yes, Patricia was just reading from RFC 1591. Where we have currently the wording operates the domain name system in the country or territory, and Patricia was saying, you know, it's a bit of a stretch to say that operates the domain name system. So the reversion, the suggested reversion, is to go back to domain name space, which is directly lifted from 1591.
But isn't it supervisors?
Yep. Yeah, supervisors.
Yes. Supervisors the domain name space in the CCTLD.
By the domain, it means the TLD.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think the lift from RFC 5991 is supervises the domain name space in the CCTLD. Is that right?
Well, I heard.
But I think Patricia's suggestion was that we're not making the change there. It's to operate the domain name space in the country or territory associated with the CCTLD. So, Eberhard.
I quote directly, in the case of the top-level domains that are country codes, this means that there is a manager that supervises the domain names and operates the domain name system in that country. I don't mind using domain name space, but then we need to define it.
If I may, sir?
Yeah, sure.
In RFC 1591, I think where we're picking that off from is 3.1. The key requirement is that for each domain name there be a designated manager for supervising that domain's namespace. That's really, in Section 3, the only place that space comes up, okay, according to Word, anyways.
So the namespace for the TLD.
I've just posted the exact quote onto the chat. Everybody can read it.
Yeah, we were using a different section. That's what Ernie was saying.
It's 3.1, huh?
I think yeah. Everhart, it is the supervising that domain's namespace.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah, it's the sentence before the one.
So Cheryl here. So the proposal then is to replace the text that we currently see on screen with the exact language, which is supervisors that domain's name space. Have I got that straight now?
Domain's name space. Yeah, I think that sounds right. Eberhard is seeking the floor. Eberhard.
We have never used this term. Hence, we need to define what that means. We need to interpret what that means. Let's put it like this.
Okay.
Well, by the way, I was okay with Martin's proposed language last time. It was shorter and simpler.
Do we have that? Remembering again here, this is just drawing the conclusion that the term manager is what we would prefer to be associated with the person who's or organisation that's listed in the IANA database. This is not much more than that in terms of the glossary. So.
Right.
Yes.
I think that we detail this in the sections, in the interpretations that we do, and I guess my proposal to shorten it down and just refer back to 1591, which we've sort of interpreted, reduces the risk that we're going to have, that we're sort of like interpreting it again in here, when what we want to be doing is just having this as be a list of terms that you go back and you look and you see, oh, when they talk about manager here, I understand what's going on.
So what's your suggestion in that regard, that we just say manager is the entity, organization, enterprise, government, or individual, which
supervises the domain's namespace, the CCTLD's name, the country code domain's namespace in accordance with RFC 1591.
I can't live with that. That means nothing. It doesn't define what namespace is, and it's circular. I can't have that.
What would you suggest, Eberhard?
Yeah, that's a big question. I can live with the text as I see it in front of me.
Okay. Is there anyone who's really struggling to, you know, is it okay as it is? Are we adding or just getting unnecessarily complicated by seeking to make change?
I will play the placeholder for Nigel here, who says he couldn't live with operates a domain name system in the country or territory.
He's saying he could live or couldn't live. I didn't quite.
Could not.
Oh, okay.
So how about operates the country or territory's domain name system?
No, it's not. It's not owned by the country.
Yeah.
Mark's got his hand up.
Yeah, Martin.
The associated with the country was long thought and finally accepted as the way to refer to that. So that the chunk, the country or territory associated with the CCTLD was painfully won, and I think we can't go inside of that.
Okay.
Right.
I can live with what I'm reading here. I'm not saying.
Okay, Martin has his hand raised, so on the basis of an appropriate order, Martin, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Keith. I just go back to what I said at the last call. The problem I have, or the problem I think I have, is associated with the fact that not all CCTLD managers actually operate themselves the TLD, but rather supervise its operation. And I think that case is in Australia. And I think also, and I also think that is the case in India. But if people think that I'm wrong, I'm quite happy just to take that, and at which point I can just fall in behind the text that was here originally. I didn't raise this as being I have objections, but rather is it actually correct what we've got written down here, where three things have to apply simultaneously, whereas I think only two needed to apply: the supervision and the entry in the database. Thanks.
Thanks, Martin. I'm not sure where that leaves us. I'm still wondering whether whether breaking the paragraph and having three separate bullet points adds or confuses the issue further. But anyway, I'm not sure. Benny, have you got any clarity from what's been discussed, or are we getting more confused?
I'm slightly torn. I have not gotten more clarity. I mean, all the words that are there are the words from RFC 1591, and no amount of wishful thinking is going to take them away.
Yeah.
And we've been, from a historical perspective of this group, we've been around this one several times. And, you know, we, to a certain extent, I'm in line with Eberhard, and that's why this one was crafted the way it was, in that, you know, is just pieces of, maybe grammatically imperfect, but every single piece of something in there is from RFC 1591. Now, whether we go into, and I take to Martin's point, you know, supervisors of domain names in the CCTLD is one thing, and we've had some discussions. Operates the domain name system in the country or territory is the concern. And Martin quite correctly points out that if you do a hardcore definition of operates the domain name system in that country, meaning that the stuff that makes the domain, the ccTLD work, is in the country or territory associated with the ccTLD. But where we came out on that, and maybe that's a way of coming out of this, I don't know, just a suggestion. If we keep the text the way it is, and we provide our discussions, definitions of what we think those things mean, specifically operates the domain name system in the country and supervises domain names in the ccTLD, if we give sub-definitions of that relative to where we had landed with that, maybe that would help. I don't know. I see Patricio's hand up. That's my comment.
Patricia.
Okay. Now, as I said, my concern was assuming this duty of supervising each and every domain name, which might be understood from the text. So I would be happy with something like supervises and operates the domain name system instead of the couple of sentences.
Okay. I'm not sure that helps. It'll cause, I think, Eberhard clear the problems. I wonder, I think we're in danger of going a little bit circular on this. Maybe this is a topic we should take forward for face-to-face discussion in Singapore and see if we can get our clarity in the face-to-face arena. And perhaps, I think there's just too many people who've raised individual points that we're not really able to address. So we have Eberhard, Patricio, Martin, and Becky, all with not necessarily different viewpoints, but...
let's not forget Nigel.
And Nigel, yeah. So perhaps we might be better... even though I wanted to nail this shut before we got to Singapore, I wonder if we, perhaps if Becky and Bernie, you could work on some suggested text and we bring that as the only unresolved piece of text to Singapore and debate it when we're face-to-face. I think... that might be our only way out of this. So I'm not hearing any objection to that as a proposed way forward. So can we do that? So Becky and Bernie, do you want to have a crack at new words and get it out to the list as soon as possible, but that we use... Singapore is the place to discuss that. And the list if people want to raise it on the list or aren't attending Singapore.
I'm willing to try, Becky.
Yes.
All right. So there you go, sir. We will be on it.
Okay. Is there anything else in the terminology paper that is still unresolved, Benny? Benny, I've lost you.
Sorry, I thought that was a general question and not for me. As far as I'm concerned, everything is good. The only thing we have to do is finish nailing down manager.
Okay, does anyone else have any issues at all? With anything else other than the manager definition. So we can consider everything except 4.3 resolved. Okay, and we have a way forward, so Becky and Bernie will have a look at the wording and get something to the list, and we'll put that on the agenda for Singapore. So if there's nothing else on terminology, I think we have agreement that the responses to the consultation as drafted by Bernie should go to the two people who made submissions on that. Our only other business today, we have no future meetings scheduled other than the face-to-face meeting on Thursday the 27th of March in Singapore. We have 3 hours dedicated for that meeting, but it's looking to me that we won't necessarily need to use all of that. Obviously the topic of manager is going to be the first item on the agenda for that meeting, but please consider what else you might want on the agenda for Singapore. Was that someone seeking the floor? Was that Becky or Cheryl?
No, it's just Becky saying I'm back on. I mysteriously disappeared off of the phone, just went away.
Oh, okay. Welcome back. Okay, so I think and the other thing from Singapore is to determine what work is left for us and whether we need a schedule of calls after Singapore through to London. And, you know, we may be only needing calls from here on in to consider public consultation responses and perhaps the implementation aspects of the FOI. So I think our work is largely done, and so well done, everybody. And with that, I guess, unless anyone has anything else to raise, I think we can call the meeting to a conclusion. And
do we have any news on the GAC?
Oh, in terms of the GAC, I can report back that Frank has sent to the GAC our summary of recommendations from the FOI, and has had no feedback at all from GAC members, and as early as Tuesday or Wednesday this week was going back to the GAC to make an offer for any level of consultation required between now and during Singapore ICANN. So at this stage, the GAC seem to be either very happy or blissfully unaware of our work. I think we'll find out, and certainly it's going to be the dominant topic for the joint CCNSO GAC session. So other than that, no, I'm tending to think they probably will get, you know, will have some questions as we hit Singapore, so it might be useful for us not to conclude the terminology paper until we've heard more from them, but I'd like us to be reporting that we've only got one unresolved issue in terms of the terminology paper anyway. So with that, unless anyone has anything further to raise, and sorry, I've lost Adobe Connect, so I'm not seeing anything on the chat.
Eberhard has his hand up.
Oh, Eberhard.
Down now.
Yeah. No, nobody has anything to raise.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Ken.
Okay, now sorry, I was on mute. Now, Christina Hong and Alejandra and I, we played with Lucid meetings today.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I think this is something you want to look at. This is quite sexy.
Oh, Lucid.
It's bloody awful, Eberhard. I detest them with a passion that I can hardly express.
It's quite sexy, and it allows access instead of a dial-up straight via zip. We are open source or public software. You can, if you have got internet connectivity, dial in. It's different from what we it's different from the way we use it. It looks different, And it doesn't have local dial-ups, but if you do that, it's cool.
Oh, okay. I'm pleased you think so, Everhart. But some of us have been using it in other working groups in ICANN, and all the reports I've had is it's not good. The codecs for audio quality don't seem to be as good, and quite a few other grumps and grizzles about it. Although there are one or two people in ICANN who are advocating for it, so maybe...
Cheryl here, I've got a hand up on that. It's not bad for small working groups. If you've got less than half a dozen people, it has particular benefits. I will give it that. But for larger, it's...
Yeah. Anyway, I think for this working group, we don't have a lot of work ahead of us. I think we're coming very much to the end of our work, so perhaps we should just stick with the tools that we know and have come to have faith in along the way. But anyway, thanks for the suggestion, Everhart, and perhaps it's one of those things that the CCNSO Secretariat could... give a demonstration of at some point so other people can evaluate for other working group purposes. So thanks for bringing it to our attention, Everhart.
You're welcome.
If there's nothing else, I will declare the meeting closed and see you all in Singapore, and happy to discuss further on the list any arising issues. So thank you all, and good day or good night.
Bye.
Ready?
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye.